USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are increasing after two oil tankers were attacked last week in the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. military released a video Friday allegedly showing Iranian forces removing a mine that didn't explode from one of the oil tankers. Retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News why he believes Iran is continuing to provoke the United States.
Why Iran continues down this path while they're the world sponsor of terrorism, fomenting a war in Yemen, threatening to attack U.S. interests in Iraq. It's just a crazy regime.
A fashion designer has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fashion and beauty icon Gloria Vanderbilt has died at 95. Her reported net worth was over $200 million. She's the mother of CNN anchor Anderson Cooper, who's confirmed her death to CNN.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The national average for gasoline has declined for the sixth consecutive week, falling by 7 cents to $2.66 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The market has been able to shrug off any concerns from last week's attacks by Iran on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, there were a couple of other factors as well.
The market is still obsessed and concerned with tensions between the U.S. and China on trade, and that has continued to pressure oil, which stands at about $52.50 per barrel. That's $14 lower than the levels we saw in April.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg says the company should have been more forthcoming with regulators and the public when it discovered safety problems. Speaking at the Paris Air Show, Muilenburg discussed the company's reaction to finding out a safety light wasn't working as intended. That light has been linked to part of the cause of two Boeing 737 MAX crashes that killed hundreds. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is talking about a health care overhaul he plans to introduce to replace Obamacare. Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, tells Fox and Friends that even Democrats have abandoned Obamacare and are looking forward to the president's plans.
Take a look at the Democrats, though. They're walking away from Obamacare and saying, well, that wasn't enough. Now they want to do Medicare for all. You know, which would eliminate 180 million Americans' private health insurance that they like. So clearly they're walking away from Obamacare. There's a space there for the president to advocate something, and we're looking forward to seeing what he's going to recommend.
Republicans have tried multiple times to repeal Obamacare when they control Congress, but were unsuccessful. A Guinness World Record was set over the weekend that helps our environment. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Hundreds of divers donned their wetsuits and air tanks over the weekend to become the largest group to conduct an underwater cleanup. The Guinness Book of World Records setting 633 divers retrieved over 1,626 pounds of trash at the Deerfield Beach International Fishing Pier in Florida. The official weight of the trash recovered is still being tallied, and that number is likely to grow, said Tyler Borgein, who participated in and helped organize the cleanup. Ocean conservation group Project Aware estimates that the cleanup might have removed as much as 3,200 pounds of marine debris.
For more news, remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.